أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Respected ulama, honorable elders, young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind. He is very merciful. He is very gracious. He continually showers upon us innumerable favors, material favors as well as spiritual favors. Being granted the tawfiq being granted the guidance to participate in such a auspicious gathering, wherein a young member of the Muslim community of Peterborough, a young student of the madrasa run under the auspices of the Masjid-e-Darus-Salam, will be reciting the final verses of the Quran and thereby completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. This is also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that upon the completion of the Quran, upon the completion of the recitation of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts the prayer of those people who are present. Here we have a student who is completing dozens of Quran today. Because in order to memorize the Quran, you have to read one verse dozens of times. You have to keep on repeating that verse before your memory can catch that word, that verse. And once it's put to memory, a person needs to continue to recite whatever he has memorized. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ahadith indicate that it is very, very easy for a person to forget the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'ahadul Quran, look after the Quran. Once you have memorized it, look after the Quran. Ta'ahadul Quran. Because it is very easy to forget. It is very easy to forget. It is for this reason our pious predecessors, the As-Salafus Salihin, the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in, the Tabi'in, the Taba-Tabi'in, the Muhaddithin, the Mufassirin, the Awliya-e-Ummat, the great personalities, the pious personalities, they had allocated a portion of the Quran that they would recite daily in the Salat of Tahajjud. The Huffaz and the Ulama of that time, once they put the Quran to memory, then they would make it a habit of waking up daily at Tahajjud time. Waking up daily at Tahajjud time. This used to be a habit of every Hafid, every Alim. Once he has memorized the Quran, every Qari, once he has put Quran to memory, then he would allocate a portion. Some would recite one juz daily, some would recite two juz daily, some would recite three, some would recite four, some would recite five, some six, some 10, and complete it within 3 days, some 15, complete in 2 days, and some would recite the whole Quran daily. The great companion Usman Ghani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion Tamim Dari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it was their habit to recite the whole Quran daily in the Salat of Tahajjud. Daily, the whole Quran. So the Huffaz, the Qurra, and the Ulama of the past, once they have memorized the Quran, they would make sure that they retain what they have put to memory until they breathe their last. And in order to do that, effort is required. Ta'ahadul Qur'an. Look after the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Ta'ahadul Qur'an. Look after the Qur'an. Who is Hafiz of the Qur'an? Who is Hafiz? Hafiz. Someone who memorizes the Qur'an. In our language we call him Hafiz of the Qur'an. Even in the Arabic language he is called Hafiz. Hafiz the one who has preserved the Qur'an in his memory. He has put the whole Qur'an in his head, in his heart. He is Hafiz of the Qur'an. What distinguishes a Hafiz from a non-Hafiz? Why is it that he is called a Hafiz and you are not? The difference between the two of you is that he has memorized the whole Qur'an. He has the whole Qur'an in his heart. If he was asked to recite the 10th juz, he would begin, just like a tape recorder. And you cannot be called a Hafiz of the Qur'an, because if you were asked to recite the 10th juz, you would not be able to recite it. So the Qur'an being in the heart and the mind of a person distinguishes him from the other person. The other person will not be called a Hafiz of the Qur'an, whereas this person will be called a Hafiz of the Qur'an. Now he has memorized the Qur'an. He has spent 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years in a madrasa. He has put the whole Qur'an to memory. Comes Ramadan, he is able to lead his musallis in the 20 rakat taraweeh, because he has memorized the Qur'an. He is a Hafiz of the Qur'an. 1 year passes, 2nd year passes, 3rd year passes, he becomes neglectful. He does not recite the Qur'an on a daily basis. So slowly he loses confidence. Now he says, 20 rakat is difficult for me. I am very busy. I have to go to work as well. I get exhausted. So leave 16 rakat for me this year. Then he will say, leave 12 rakat for me. Then he will say, leave 8 rakat for me. Then he will say, leave 4 rakat for me, and then he will say, it's too difficult now, I am very busy, family, children, lot of work to do. So hand it over to the young Huffaz. If his reasons are valid, and the Qur'an is there in his heart, in his mind, then he is Hafiz of the Qur'an, whether he leads the Tarawih or not. But if he has forgotten the Qur'an, may Allah forbid, may Allah save all of us. Because after memorizing the Qur'an, to forget the Qur'an is a very grave sin. Very, very grave sin. Memorizing the Qur'an, great virtue. Great virtue, memorizing the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Hamilul Qur'an, Hamilu Ra'yatil Islam. The Hafiz of the Qur'an, the Alim of the Qur'an. The Hafiz of the Qur'an, the Alim of the Qur'an, and the Amil of the Qur'an. The one who memorizes the Qur'an, the one who understands the message of the Qur'an, and the one who practices the Qur'an. In the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is he? Hamilu Ra'yatil Islam. He is the torch bearer of Islam. He is the flag bearer of Islam. He is the leader of the community. Because he possesses the knowledge of the constitution of the Muslims. Of the Muslims' life. The Quran. Because he possesses, his heart has become the treasure for not only the book of Allah, but for the word of Allah. Quran is not only the book of Allah, it is the word of Allah. Tawrat, book of Allah, not word of Allah. Zabur, book of Allah, not word of Allah. It is a book which conveys the message of Allah. As far as the Quran is concerned, it is the word of Allah. It has emanated from the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawrat, Zabur, Injil cannot be called Kalamullah. It cannot be called the word of Allah.
This is the speciality of the Quran only. That Quran is the kalam of Allah. And kalam of Allah, this kalam has been with Allah from the time Allah has come into existence. And Allah has always been there. So this kalam has always been there. And Allah will remain forever, this kalam will always remain forever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses one of His servants to memorize this Quran, His word, His book, Hamilul Quran, Hamilu Ra'yatil Islam, He is the flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors Him has honored Allah. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. One who disgraces him, may Allah's curse be upon him. Our respected Mawlana was encouraging people to respect and honor the ulama. Respect and honor the people of knowledge, the people with ilm. Why? Why should you respect the ulama, or why do you respect the ulama? Why should you honor the ulama, or why do you honor the ulama? Ask yourself this question. Why do you honor the ulama? Why do you honor the ulama? When an alim walks into this hall, why should you get up to greet him? Why should you welcome him? Why should you smile at him? Why should you feel very happy upon seeing him? Why should you find that special kind of pleasure in your heart upon seeing an alim, upon seeing a hafid? Why? Because of his feminine lineage? Because you are indebted to him, because he has done a favor to you. If you were told that the person you are respecting, the person you are honoring, does not have a single letter of the Quran, why are you respecting him? You have been misled by people. He is not an alim. He is not a hafiz. And if the person who is telling you, he is trustworthy person, he is a trustworthy person in the community, if he was to tell you that he is not an alim, people have mistaken him for an alim. This person who has entered the room is not an alim, the special guest is coming after 10 minutes. So all the people who had stood up for him, as soon as they hear that this is not the alim that they are expecting, they would sit down again. Why? Why? Because they are not respecting this person, they are respecting the knowledge that this person possesses. It is the knowledge we respect. It is the knowledge we honor. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, honor the ulama, that means honor the ulama for what they have. Honor the ulama because of the Quran. Honor the ulama because of the treasure of the knowledge of Nubuwwah that their hearts contain, that their hearts possess. Hamilul Quran, Hamilu Ra'yatil Islam. He is the flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors him has honored Allah. One who honored him has honored Allah. If this young man was to come to you and meet any of you and say, I have come from Leicester, and you may not pay attention. You may not pay attention. And suddenly he says that my teacher from the Islamic Dawah Academy, Muhammad Salim Dhorat, has sent me. And you suddenly pay attention to him. What does that mean? You have not respected him, or you have not honored him. You have honored me. Because when he met you the first time, you did not pay attention. And as soon as you found out that he has some connection with me, you paid attention to him. So if somebody comes to you and you just treat him like a normal person, but as soon as somebody says, do you know who he is? He is a teacher of hadith. Suddenly your body language changes. Why? So this shows that you are not respecting the person, you are respecting the knowledge that the person possesses. So it is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man akramahu, whoever respects and honors a hafiz of the Quran, a alim who possesses the ilm of the Quran and the ahadith, because of the knowledge of the Quran and the ahadith that he has, in reality, he has honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَهَانَهُ. And if he disgraces him, If he looks at him with contempt, that, oh, ulama are cheap stuff in this day and age. What is an alim? Ulama are useless. They are good for nothing. You want to greet somebody, you want to meet somebody, and suddenly somebody says to you that, you know who he is? He is an alim. He is a maulana. He is a hafiz of the Quran. But because you have allergy towards the people of the ilm, you suddenly say, he is a hafiz of the Quran, then don't bother. If you disgrace him, if you disrespect him for what he is, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed such people. فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ May the curse of Allah be upon such person. One who cannot honor the Quran, one who cannot honor the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who cannot honor the knowledge of Nubuwwah. So great virtue for the one who memorizes the Quran, who understands the Quran, who becomes an alim, who becomes a mufassir, who becomes a muhaddis, who becomes a faqih. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-Qur'anu ahabbu ila Allahi minas samawati wal ard. Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the heavens and the earth. Quran is more beloved to Allah. Khayrul hadith kitabullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best word is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing better than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ For every community, there is an element of pride. Every community, there is an element of pride, something that they feel proud about. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ The element of pride for my ummah is the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَةَ تَعَلَّمِ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلِّمُهُ النَّاسِ O Abu Huraira, learn the Quran and teach it to others. O Abu Huraira, learn the Quran and teach it to others. Abu Huraira was very much beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira was that companion who had dedicated his life, his entire life, for the acquisition of the knowledge of Nubuwwah, knowledge of the Quran, knowledge of the Ahadith. Once he asked a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that, Oh Abu Huraira, I always had this thought in my mind that you would be the first one to ask me this question. Because of the hirs, because of the greed, because of the want that he had for the knowledge of Nubuwwah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Ya Abu Huraira. So, whenever a person advises somebody who is very much beloved to him, he would give him the best of the advices. So he said, Ya Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, ta'allamil Qur'an wa 'allimhu an-nas. Learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. Wa la tazalu kadhalika hatta ya'tiyaka al-maut. And you must remain in this engagement of learning and teaching until death comes to you. Dedicate your whole life for the learning and teaching of the Quran. My friends, those people who are engaged in learning and teaching the Quran, we must not look down upon them. These madaris, these places where Quran is being taught and Quran is being learned, these places where the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being taught and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are being learned. These places where fiqh is discussed. These places where sharia is preserved. These are the forts of Islam. These are the forts of Islam. These madaris are the forts. They are the castles where the knowledge of sharia is preserved. If madaris were to remain no more, the production of ulama will come to an end. And if the production of ulama will come to an end, there will be no person to guide the Muslim ummah on the sirat-e-mustaqim. These madaris are very, very important. For as long as the madaris will remain, the ilm will remain. And this world will only remain for as long as the ilm will remain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى يُقَالَ فِي الْأَرْضِ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ. Qiyamah will not take place until a single person continues to utter the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Until a person says Allah, Allah, Allah. Despite the whole world rejecting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only one person, and he does not perform salat, he does not give zakah, he does not perform hajj, he does not abstain from adultery, fornication, he does not abstain from consuming alcohol, nothing, only he saying Allah, Allah, Allah. For as long as he says Allah, qiyamah will not take place. This is the blessed name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, Allah. For as long as Allah, Allah remains, then destruction will not befall this world. Destruction will not come. Allah will not put an end to this world. If my friends, the utterance of Allah, Allah by a single person will safeguard this world from destruction, then we can deduce that if a household continues to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no destruction will fall that household either. We need to engage ourselves in the remembrance of Allah. Allah, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah. In our homes, whilst walking, whilst lying down, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, la ayatin li ulil albab, alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Who are the people of intellect? Who are the intellectuals? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. Those people who remember Allah whilst standing. قِيَامًا. وَقُعُودًا. Those people who remember Allah whilst sitting down. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people who remember Allah whilst on their sides, whilst lying down. The great Mufassir Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anuhuma, commenting on this verse, says that a person can only have three postures. Either he is standing, or he is sitting, or he is lying down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when saying that the intellectuals are those people who remember Allah while standing, while sitting, while lying down, the reference that is being made is towards this fact that intellectuals are those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every moment of their lives. Every moment of their lives, they are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala ala kulli ahiyani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of his life. Every moment of his life, he was in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When talking, his mind was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When eating, drinking, his heart and mind with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person falls in love with somebody, what is his condition? He is talking, he is selling, he is buying, he is going to the doctor, he is explaining his illness to the doctor. Where is his heart and mind? Similarly, when a person falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be his condition also. Every moment of his life. So much so, that even in sleep, he was in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body used to sleep, the heart used to be in the remembrance of Allah. It is the unanimous opinion of the ummah that the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, when they fall asleep, their sleep does not negate their wudu. When they go to sleep, when they wake up, the sleep does not break their wudu. The sleep does not negate their wudu. Their wudu doesn't break. Why? Because a Nabi does not become neglectful when he is sleeping. In his sleep also, he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna aynayya tanamane wala yanamu talbi. my body goes to sleep, but my heart remains awake in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he is advising Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Abu Hurairata, ta'allami al-Qur'an wa'allimhu al-nas. O Abu Huraira, learn the Qur'an and teach it to others. وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. And you must continue in this engagement until death comes to you. Until death comes to you, learning, teaching, learning, teaching, learning, teaching. Learning, teaching. Wherever this engagement is taking place, they are the forts of Islam, forts of Sharia. The day these madaris will close, the day these madaris will close, whether these madaris are in the form of buildings where teaching and learning is taking place, or without any buildings under the shade of a tree, whenever this learning and teaching process will come to an end, then the production of ulama will come to an end. And when the production of ulama will come to an end, ilm will remain no more. And without ilm, a person is unable to recognize Allah. And when a person is unable to recognize Allah, he will not be able to say Allah, Allah. And as soon as he stops saying Allah, Allah, then the Qiyamah will come. So Qiyamah will not come until a person is saying Allah, Allah. And a person will continue to say Allah, Allah until he has the recognition of Allah. And this recognition will remain for as long as the ilm remains. And the ilm will remain for as long as the ulama will remain. And the ulama will remain for as long as the madaris will remain. It is for this reason the whole world is concerned about madaris, because it is the foundation for deen. For as long as the madaris will remain, deen will remain. Because if madaris remain, ulama will remain. Ulama remain, ilm will remain. Ilm will remain, the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah will remain. And for as long as the recognition of Allah will remain, the people will continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day madaris are not there, ulama are not there. Ulama are not there, ilm is not there. Ilm is not there, ma'rifat is not there. Ma'rifat is not there, people will not remember Allah. And the day people forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is when Qiyamah will come. So we need to look at the places of ilm, institutes of ilm, with respect. We should not pay attention to whatever we hear, whatever we read. We must be realistic, and we must look at the services that these madaris are providing to the Muslim community. Without these madaris, where would we find ulama to lead us in salat? Without these madaris, our taraweeh would be put into danger. We would be deprived of listening to the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan. Without these madaris, we would not be able to recruit teachers to teach our children in the makatib. Without these madaris, who would bathe and shroud our dead and deceased? Without madaris, where would we find people who would perform our nikah? Without these madaris, where would we find people who would perform our salatul janazah? The Muslim life would come to a standstill. These madaris, they are the soul. They are the soul. And they are the ruh for the survival of the Muslim community. We must support madaris. We must look at madaris with respect. And we must assist madaris in whatever way we can. Ya Aba Hurairah, ta'allamil Qur'an wa 'allimhu an-nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also instructing Abu Huraira to continue teaching and learning. And what is a madrasa? Learning and teaching is madrasa. So Abu Huraira is being instructed that you must remain in a madrasa until you breathe your last. تَعَلَّمِ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلِّمُهُ النَّاسِ وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. You must remain in this engagement until you breathe your last. Why? What will you get if you carry on until you breathe your last? فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. If death comes to you whilst you are learning and teaching, that means you do not retire. You continue as a teacher, learning, teaching. You learn, you teach. You learn, you teach. You study, make preparation, teach. You prepare the lesson, you prepare the lecture, and you teach. Teach in the maktab, teach in the evening madrasa, teach in a full-time madrasa, teach how to read the Quran, teach masail, fiqh, teach Islamic history. This is all part of the Quran. These are all commentaries of the Quran. These are all branches of the Quran. You teach tafsir, you teach hadith, you teach the Arabic language. That is also teaching somebody a part of the Quran, because the Arabic language will make him understand the Quran. Teach, continue. You speak about deen from the mimbar, that is also learning and teaching. You read out from the book and convey the message to the people, that is also learning and teaching. Continue learning and teaching, learning and teaching, learning and teaching until you breathe your last. Why? Because if you continue in this manner, فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ زَارَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ قَبْرَكَ كَمَا جُزَارُ الْبَيْتُ الْعَتِيكَ. If you continue in this manner, that you continue teaching and learning until you breathe your last, then when people place you in the grave, the angels will visit your grave in such large number. They will visit your grave in numbers equal to the numbers of people that visit Baytullah in Makkah Mukarramah. How many people visit Baytullah in Makkah Mukarramah? Millions! Millions! Millions during Hajj, millions during the month of Ramadan, and millions during the year. In large numbers, just as people visit Baytullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels of mercy to visit you in the grave. Great virtue, my friends. Great. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara al-Quran, when who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, thereafter he memorizes the Quran, fahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu, thereafter he follows what is halal, he abstains from what is haram. Adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah, Allah will enter him into Jannah. وَشَفَّاهُ فِي عَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you go in Jannah and you choose 10 people from your family. And those 10 people who were so sinful that Jahannam was incumbent for them. Choose such 10 people from your family for whom Jahannam was incumbent, and intercede for them through your barakah, your blessings, through this Quran that is in your heart, I will grant them entry into Jannah without any punishment also. Yuqala li sahibil Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will be said to the sahibul Quran, the hafiz of the Quran, the alim of the Quran, the one who practices the Quran, the amil bil Quran. Iqra wartaqi. Allahu Akbar. Iqra wartaqi, read. Read and climb the steps leading to the various stages of Jannah. Various. One-star hotel, two-star hotel, three-star hotel, five-star, ten-star, eight-star. Jannat will also have stars. One-star, two-star, three-star, four-star, five-star. Iqra wartaqi, read and climb. Climb those steps which will lead you to the various stages of Jannah, various statuses of Jannah. Read. So he will begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. He will climb one step. One's first status. So he is on the first stage of Jannah. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, he will reach the second. Maliki Yawmiddin. So the highest Jannah will be more than 6,000 stars. 6,000. 7, 8 stars hotel, I think that is where it ends. 5 star, 6, 7 star. 1 star, 2 star, there are more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, the great muhaddis, the great muhaddis who was acknowledged as a muhaddis by not only the non-Arabs but also by the Arab ulama. The great muhaddis, he says that it seems that Jannah will have more than 6,000 statuses, more than 6,000 stars. So as soon as a person recites the first verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, first star. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, second star. Maliki Yawmiddin, third star. Three star Jannat. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, four star. Iqra Vartaki, read and progress. Read, climb, read, progress. Read, progress. Varattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. And read slowly, slowly, with tajweed, just as you would recite in the world. Read as you used to recite in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْ دَآخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. You will be granted that Jannah. You will be... You will be granted that Jannah. You will be granted that Jannah where your recitation will stop. So somebody who had put the Quran to memory very, very firmly, very, very firmly, so he will continue to recite. He will not stop. So he will reach more than 6,000 verses, he will reach the top Jannah. And if somebody stops after reciting 1,000, so he will get 1,000 star Jannah. If somebody stops after reciting 2,000 verses, he will get the 2,000 verses of Jannah. 2,000 star Jannah. وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا. These are all the virtues of the glorious Quran, my friends. Memorizing the glorious Quran. So I was saying that there are so many virtues for the one who memorizes the Quran. Similarly, likewise, if there is so much virtue and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person this status, this virtue, and thereafter he becomes ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he forgets. He becomes ungrateful to Allah and he forgets. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will equally punish him too. Allah will punish him too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, in the hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, that Jibreel was sent to me and he came with two long lists. List of all the good that a person can perform in this world. List of all the good deeds. And list of all the sins that a person can commit whilst in this world. And he placed the two lists in front of me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I looked at the list of the sins, what did I find right at the top of the list? Right at the top of the list. Did I find adultery, fornication? Did I find theft? Did I find deceiving? What was right at the top? Right at the top was this sin, that a person memorizes a single verse of the Quran and after memorizing he forgets that verse. This was right at the top. This is right at the top. Many people are under this misconception that it is only sinful for a hafiz of the Quran to memorize the Quran and thereafter forget the Quran. No. It is a sin for everybody. If you have memorized Yasin Sharif only, then it is incumbent that you keep it to memory until you breathe your last. If you have memorized 10 surahs from the last chapter of the Quran, then it is necessary for you to keep it to memory until you breathe your last. And if you have forgotten, then you must attempt to revive what you have forgotten into your heart again. So if a person memorizes one verse, and thereafter he forgets that one verse, if that sin is right at the top of the list, then what would you say regarding that person who memorizes more than 6,000 verses of the Quran and thereafter forgets the whole Quran? Whole Quran. So I was saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'ahadul Qur'an, look after the Qur'an. And how did the Sahaba look after the Qur'an? The Sahaba looked after the Qur'an after memorizing, they would on a daily basis, recite in tahajjud. And in order for one to recite in tahajjud, he would have to revise it during the day. So they would remain engaged during the day, and then they would also recite during the Salat of Tahajjud. Salat of Tahajjud. Ta'ahadul Qur'an. Look after the Qur'an. Once you have memorized the Qur'an, a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now look after the Qur'an. So I was asking this question, that we have somebody here who is not the Hafiz of the Qur'an, and we have somebody here who is the Hafiz of the Qur'an. What distinguishes him from him? What distinguishes this brother from this brother? The only thing that distinguishes this brother from that brother is that he can recite the Qur'an from anywhere. If we were to ask him that, can you read Surah Tabarakalladhi, he would begin. Can you recite Yasin Sharif for us, he would begin. So we call him a Hafiz of the Qur'an. And why can we not call him Hafiz of the Qur'an? Because he cannot recite, he is not Hafiz, he has not memorized the Qur'an. Similarly, if a person takes enrollment in a madrasa, he memorizes the Qur'an, and after memorizing the Qur'an, he forgets the Qur'an. He forgets the Qur'an. How can you call him a Hafiz of the Qur'an? How can you call him the Hafiz of the Qur'an? If you cannot call him the Hafiz of the Qur'an because he cannot read by heart the contents of the Qur'an, then why should he be called the Hafiz of the Qur'an when he is also unable to recite the Qur'an because he has forgotten the Qur'an? Hafiz of the Qur'an is he who at that precise moment has Qur'an in his memory. He is the Hafiz of the Qur'an. So I was saying that this Hafiz who is completing the Qur'an today, he memorizes the Qur'an. In order to memorize certain words, he has to repeat those words, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi. When he has learned a portion, he will recite it to his teacher. After reciting to his teacher, he will come back to his place and the teacher will say, now recite to me today's lesson with the lesson of the last 7 days. So he recites the lessons of 8 days. He comes back the following day and he recites the new lesson. He has to recite that lesson a second time with the lesson of the last 7 days. So every day he recites the lesson of that day, and thereafter he repeats the lessons of the last 7 days or last 8 days or last 10 days according to the teaching method of the teacher. And thereafter he goes back to his place, and if he has memorized 10 juz, then he will recite half juz from the first juz today, then half from the second half from the first juz the following day, and then half juz from the second juz, and then the second half from the second juz, and when he reaches the 10th juz, then he goes back again to the first juz. So imagine how many times this student must have completed the Quran to reach this stage. So not only one Quran is being completed today, so many Qurans are being completed. And we have been granted this honor and tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be present in this gathering where du'as are accepted. Du'as are accepted. It is a great moment. Not only for the child, not only for the student, not only for the parents, not only for the family, not only for the teachers, but for the whole community of Peterborough. Not only the whole community of Peterborough, the whole Muslim Ummah. Great honor for the whole Muslim Ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by granting such young children the tawfiq and the zeal and the enthusiasm to strive towards memorizing such a thick book, is ample proof that this book is the book of Allah and nothing else. In this environment, a young man of 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11 takes it upon his shoulders that I will memorize this whole book. And the sacrifices he has to undergo, the sacrifices. He cannot play as much as his other friends may be able to play. He cannot relax as much as his other friends may be able to relax. And this is also the miracle of the Quran, that a person is able to read a language without understanding. Ask a non-Urdu speaking person, a revert, that come, I will teach you how to read Urdu without being able to understand Urdu. You will never be able to make him read Urdu correct without making him understand the Urdu language. Call somebody who is a non-Gujarati and say to him that I will teach you how to read Gujarati without you understanding Gujarati. You will never be able to do it. Ask somebody to learn how to read French without understanding French. This is the miracle of Quran only. That a person is able to read the Quran without understanding a single word of the Quran. And when he exerts effort, and he learns it with tajweed, then you have an Arab here, you have a non-Arab here. When they both recite, one recites whilst understanding, the other recites without understanding, but their pronunciation is identical. There is no difference. You cannot differentiate between an Arab and another Arab. Thereafter, Allah grants the ability to this child who is a non-Arab, who is unable to understand a single letter, a single word, a single sentence, to memorize this whole Quran. Try to memorize a passage from a book in a language which you do not understand. You will not be able to accomplish it. And if you try to memorize something from a book which you understand, you may be able to put to memory, but not like Surah Fatiha, that you are able to recite any time. Not like Surah Fatiha. And even if you put to memory like Surah Fatiha, something from Urdu, then after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you will forget. Quran is such a book that a person memorizes the Quran at the age of 5, at the age of 8, at the age of 10, at the age of 15, and he is able to retain it till he reaches his old age, at the age of 90, at the age of 100. He will not forget. And there have been so many miracles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show that this is my book. So many miracles. People have memorized the whole Quran in 1 year. There have been people who have memorized the whole Quran in 1 month. There have been people who memorized the whole Quran in 3 days. In 3 days, the whole Quran. And recently, there was a great Qari. A top Qari. Qari Fateh Muhammad Sahib Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Passed away only a few years ago. Sheikh Hudayfi, the Imam of the Masjid al-Nabawi, has also benefited from him. And Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he had the honor of meeting this Sheikh on a number of occasions. They were well acquainted with each other. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala, I have heard this myself from Mufti Taqi Usmani, that I have observed Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was a sign from the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala when it came to the Quran. He was a sign from the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He was a great Qari. And the Quran can be recited in 10 methods. There are 10 qiraats. The Quran was so firm in his memory, and all the 10 qiraats, that in the month of Ramadan, he would complete one Quran in 3 days. 10 today, 10 tomorrow, 10 the day after. So, in the whole month of Ramadan, during Taraweeh, he would complete 10 Qurans. And during each completion, he would recite the Quran according to the one particular qiraat. In his old age. And Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah said that I have observed this with my own eyes, that he was able to recite Quran from the back of the Quran. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. So he is able to recite first the last verse, then the verse before that, then the verse before that, then the verse before that. Miracle. And Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib said that he was able to recite like Surah Fatiha, the last word of each verse only. For example, he would begin, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So he would say, Al-Alameen, Ar-Rahim, Ad-Din. And he would go through the whole Quran like this. Just reciting the last word of the Quran. Miracle of the Quran. Miracle of the Quran, my friends. And Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib said that he would be able to begin recite the first verse of each ruku without any concentration, just like Suratul Fatiha. Who grants this ability? Who grants this ability to these young children? Who is granting them the zeal to memorize the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has taken it upon Himself. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. It is we who have revealed this Quran, and it is we who will preserve it till the day of Qiyamah. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is same as he was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abhi Islam zinda hai, Islam is still alive. You do not have to become despondent. All you need to do is to check your life. Check your life and rectify your life. That is what is needed. You do not have to become despondent because of the circumstances that you see around you. Musalmano na ghabrao. Oh, Muslims, do not become despondent. Khuda ki shan baqi hai. Allah still exists today. With all the same powers that he had in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abhi Islam zinda hai, Islam is still alive. Abhi Quran baqi hai, Quran still exists. So alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this great deen, this great book, this miracle of the book. It is our duty to, number one, recite the Quran. Recite the Quran as much as we can. And number two, it is our duty to try and understand the Quran. Sit in the company of the ulama. I am sure Darsi Quran must be taking place here. So sit in the gathering of the Darsi Quran and try to understand the Quran. And number three, practice the Quran. These are the rights of Quran upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this young child who has memorized the Quran acceptance. May Allah grant him the tawfiq to retain the Quran to memory until he breathes his last. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his efforts a means of salvation for him, his family, for his teachers, for the management of the masjid, and for the whole community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him also the knowledge of the Quran. Grant him the tawfiq to understand the Quran, practice the Quran, and become a beacon light for the whole ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه جمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا
وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء واغفر لنا كل شيء ولا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا كل شيء ولا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا كل شيء ولا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم بارك لنا فيما آتيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم لا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعلها اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.